Today is Monday, January 31st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm just taking a look at my Twitter. And, there are some Twitter posts here that we can go over. Laughing Buddha says, hey, Geeky Gay, Delta started handing out Biscoff cookies first. Oh, well, good to know. I very rarely fly Delta, mainly because their frequent flyer program is more, they charge more points for their flights than American does. So I tend to use American mostly. Also, I've always been an American Airlines I don't know why, but anyway. And then Lamont Cranston says, yes, it has always been standing room only at Christmas and Easter. Catholic churches were like every three blocks in the Northeast. New England and many weren't huge. Only the city's main cathedral is large. Okay, I was talking about, I don't remember. I said something about church, and then Kathy Bacon said something about, you know, them making people feel guilty for only going Christmas and Easter. And then Lamont said his were standing room only. So anyway, at Christmas and Easter, Kathy Bacon says she just ordered carry out from two of the hardest of hearing people. Yeah, go with that. I feel your pain. Need to eat at home for the happiest experience. Yeah. I've been doing a pretty good job of eating at home. In fact, I'll talk about it more on Throwing Down, which we're recording tomorrow. But last night I made a Throwing Down dish, but it was French toast. And who eats just French toast? Like, I mean, maybe people do, but I see French toast as more of like a dessert or a side item. I don't really see it as the main meal. I feel like you need to eat something else with it. And so I ended up making steak last night. And I know that sounds weird, but I made steak and eggs, and I made filet mignon. And I did it from scratch by myself. And it was a good experience. I've been doing a lot of frozen meals, so it's not, you know, it's not like I'm cooking most things. I'm not cooking from scratch right now because, again, I'm busy and I don't always feel like cooking after I've worked all day and then recorded this show and worked out. You know, Mark and I are now working out almost every day. And so I don't feel like, you know, cooking a from scratch meal generally, especially during the week. But last night, I really wanted steak for whatever reason, and I was going to be cooking anyway, so I thought, well, why not? I'll go ahead and do that. Anyway, so yeah, but I've been doing better. I've been doing less fast food. So Scotty says, he's responding to episode 810, and he says, me too. Just like Mittens, I am also the fattest I've ever been, but no, I don't look thin, unlike him. Ugh. Bloody Asian jeans. Yeah, he was complaining that he weighs the most. I'm scared to weigh at the moment. I go through these periods of time where I'm scared to weigh. So I'm having one of those moments right now. Weight Watchers worked so well, and then I went on vacation and a year ago. No, 6 months ago. And then I just fell off the bandwagon, or whatever you want to call it. Fell off the bandwagon? That's not it. I fell off the wagon. So Scotty also says, I'm glad to hear on Geeky Gay 811 today that Adam thinks everyone cheats on Wordle because we all aren't as, quote, normal dumb as him. Oh, dear. Well, I don't know. I don't think people, I don't know what I said, first of all, because I don't remember what I say in these things. I can't imagine that I accused people of cheating. I probably said something like, I'm trying not to use all those apps that people use who are cheating. I don't think I accused everyone of cheating. I'm saying I struggle with it personally. And I found all these other people are doing like, you know, after three tries, after four tries, and I don't know how they're doing it. They're just smarter than me, I guess. And Kathy Bacon says she's not playing consistently, but have done a couple in two moves. I think it's all luck and gut instinct, but I don't have Twitter on my new iPad to share it. And I don't play games except Words with Friends on my phone. It's just not a big deal to me. Yeah, it's not a huge deal to me. Anyway, I'm trying, but most times I'm only getting it in maybe four. Is now last night I got one in three. And I think it's just because I guessed the correct word, but I sat there forever thinking, what word could this be? And finally, you know, I was like, oh, I see. Hi, my name is Ray, and on yesterday, my door. So, yeah, it was a weekend, and, I got a lot of stuff done, but we didn't really go out and do anything because, again, we're trying to stay in. I have imposed, I don't know if Mark agrees with this or not, but I have kind of imposed a stay at home as much as possible during January because of Omicron. And so, I mean, I know I'm still going to church, but other than that, and Mark is going to church, but other than that, we're not going to restaurants. We stopped going to restaurants again. We're not going to theaters in January, movie theaters or otherwise. We're not, you know, we're shopping, but we're wearing a mask. So when we do our grocery shopping and all that, you know, just trying to be as responsible as possible. And, I don't know, I'll probably get it at some point. And again, like I said before, maybe I've had it and I just didn't know, but I have taken tests and been negative. Although some people are like, oh, well, those at-home tests, they don't register the new variants very well or something. So, you know, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, when we went to Virgin Islands, we went to a lab and actually had blood drawn and like all that kind of good stuff. But, and we were negative, had no antibodies, had no nothing. So, I mean, but that was 6 months ago. So, I mean, who knows? July, August, September, October, November, December. Yeah, 6 months ago. But we're trying to be responsible. So not much to report on the weekends because we're not going out and doing much. However, I will say I got a lot of stuff done. So the attic project. So what I'm trying to do. So I know I had reported to you guys that, you know, I had flooring put down in the attic so that we could have a lot of storage space because all of my storage was in the garage. So I had a bunch of stuff in the garage and I still had a lot of things in the garage. So this weekend, Mark had to get a haircut. And when he went to go get his haircut, I started working on the attic project again. And my garage is almost completely clear now of all of the things. And I've moved them all to the attic. I consolidated some boxes. I found quite a few things from when I was a kid because my parents kept bringing these boxes to me. My stepdad, because they were trying to organize their attic and they had a bunch of stuff of mine. And so every time they would come visit or I would go visit them or anything like that, my stepdad would give me a box. Or if they would come visit, he would bring a box with him and leave it in my garage. And so I ended up with all these boxes. And, but I'm going through them has been interesting. I found a note. This is so interesting. So there was this girl. I don't even think she and I dated, but I took her to prom. I don't recall actually dating her, like going out on dates, but I did ask her to prom. And she wrote me this note, and I have this note, and it sounds like a boyfriend-girlfriend note, but I know that I wasn't really out, but most of my close friends, I told that I was gay when I was a senior in high school. And so it's kind of weird. I know I took her to prom. I don't remember dating her, but this note was just like a weird boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm sitting in French class and thinking of you and you're such a talented trumpet player. And, you know, all it was missing was like the hearts and the little bubble hearts and stuff. It was weird. But I'm going through all these boxes and finding stuff. So I did a lot of organization. I walked down memory lane. Mark and I watched a movie at home. We watched Tenet. It's about a year and a half old, but we had not seen it. So we watched it. And then Sunday was church again. And I didn't stay for the baptisms. I just played music and then left. So that worked out well for me. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.